Chicago Blues. He recorded a tune way back there, and since then it had stayed on most people's mind, have stuck in my mind. I liked it so well till I recorded it over again. It's called The Sky Is Crying. The sky is crying. Look at the tears roll down the street. The sky is crying. Look at the tears roll down the street. Oh, I've been waiting and looking for my baby. And I wonder, what can she be? I saw my baby early one morning. She was walking on down the street. Chop your notes right. I saw my baby early one morning, and she was walking on down the street. So bad it made my poor heart skip a beat. I got a bad feeling that baby don't love me no more. I got a real bad, bad feeling that baby don't love me no more. You know the sky's crying, the tears rolling down my nose.
University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this October 12th. I'm Joshua Chang. USC football coach Steve Sarkisian is taking a forced leave of absence Reporter Aziza Kasumov has more.
The school says the leave of absence is due to health issues. Newspapers have reported several incidents of the coach's intoxication at practices and events over the past few weeks. Student opinion is split over the issue.
It doesn't impact the academic reputation of USC, but I think in the sports world, I think USC has taken a big hit because you can't have your coach doing like all those things.
I think they should have spent more time in the hiring process looking at his past behavior at Washington.
I don't think it's damaging the reputation because it's a personal issue. I do believe that he probably needs help.
Actually, I've been talking to a few people and they've been questioning whether he's going to stay on or not. Not because of the drinking problem, but because we're losing.
People are acting like this is the coach's fault or something when the coach is actually the one who's going through a problem of his own.
Offensive coordinator Clay Helton will replace Sarkisian as the interim coach. Aziza Kazumov, Annenberg Radio News.
A poll released today shows widespread support for a proposal to expand charter schools in Los Angeles. Reporter Paulina Cachero has the story.
The Eli and Edith Broad Foundation and the California's Charter School Association commissioned a survey that shows that about 70% of registered voters support an expansion of charters. The Broad Foundation has spearheaded the Great Public Schools Now proposal that calls for 260 new charters in 8 years. United Teachers Los Angeles has been a vocal opponent of the $490 million proposal. The teacher union plans to protest tomorrow afternoon during a school board meeting. The teacher union believes the Broad plan will dismantle public education and put students in unregulated charter schools that don't play the same role as other schools. Paulina Cachero, Annenberg Radio News.
Today, people from all over LA County brave the heat to line up outside of Memorial Sports Arena. The occasion? Free healthcare services. Ann Brannigan has more.
You would think they were lining up for Super Bowl tickets. Hundreds of people lined up outside Memorial Sports Arena today, carrying lawn chairs, strollers, and umbrellas, standing hours in the sun simply to receive a wristband. That little wristband would enable them to receive free healthcare services. Care Harbor's free healthcare clinic distributed wristbands to provide people with free healthcare, namely dental and vision care. The crowd drew people from all over the county, like Mary Lundquist, who took the day off so that she could qualify for the free services.
I'm not covered right now, and I'm sitting with major health problems. Just last week, I was in the emergency room. So it is so hard, and it's a rush and a challenge to get these services. So I actually had no other choice but to be here today.
Despite the passage of the Affordable Care Act, organizers were surprised to find so many people in need of care.
I'm really surprised this year to have this many people still in line. I really am. As a matter of fact, I'm not only surprised, I'm disappointed. I believe we have more this year than we did last year.
The heat is on the City of Angels. LA has experienced above normal temperatures for 3 consecutive days, with some locations hitting triple-digit temperatures. It'll be hot again today, with the valley hitting near 100 degrees and other areas in the 90s. There's a heat advisory in effect in Orange County until 6 tonight. The National Weather Service says this is the longest stretch of triple-digit readings in downtown LA in more than 25 years. LA County launches a campaign against childhood obesity this week. Producer Megan Coyle has the story.
California has one of the lowest rates of adult obesity, but it has one of the highest rates of child obesity nationwide. Studies show about 1 in every 6 children are obese. So LA County public officials are launching a campaign to encourage parents to limit sugary drinks like sodas and sports drinks. The campaign will include posters on bus shelters, healthy snack guides for some supermarkets, and messages on the radio and the internet. Health officials are also working with public schools to offer more nutritional foods. Experts with the campaign say the initiatives are part of a multi-pronged approach to battle childhood obesity. Megan Coyle, Annenberg Radio News.
That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. I'm Joshua Chang. We'll be right back.
Farmer first, and then went to a mechanic, automobile mechanic. And I left that, and then I started working in heavy equipment, like I was a bulldozer operator after I learned how. And all the time of this, from the mechanic up until now, I was still working with my...
I'm on now.
So in 1950, I left South Bend, Indiana, and